Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Squarespace. With beautiful templates created by world-class designers, Squarespace makes it easy to turn your idea into a new and unique website in just a few clicks. Squarespace's analytics help you grow in real time. And if you have a question, their award-winning 24/7 customer support is there to help. Think it, dream it, make it with Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code Doug to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. Can I get a little more hotness on my mic? My name is Doug, and it's not hot enough yet. Oh, there it is. And I love movies. Coming to you for the first time from the Alamo Drafthouse in Kansas City. I love that you guys are such fans of this show that only a lone couple of weirdos bought seats in the back rows. Like, everyone's like, I want my name tag to be chosen. I can't be sitting all the way up there. But I am going to encourage my guests to go all up in y'all and find the best name tags. It's Thursday, October 12th, 2017. Speaking of name tags, what do you got? Let me eyeball these suckers. Okay. There's a, I believe, I'm guessing it's like a Gwyneth Paltrow head popping out of that box. And what's your name, dude?
Devin.
You changed 7 to Devin, and it's on a box. And the head pops out like a fucking Muppet. I thought it was a Janice from the Muppet movie riff. And from all Muppet things. I can't see most of these name tags. There's a alien over here that's pretty cool. It's a little inflatable green alien. And then the poster for the movie Alien. What's your name? Haley. So you went Haley-in?
Yeah.
I like it. I saw Scott Magnolia's on the in the lobby. He showed that off to me, and I said, get Shelby the juice. Holy shit, Nate's here. Did you win the other day in St. Louis?
Yeah, I don't want to get chosen.
Oh, you don't want to get chosen. You just want to carry that fucking thing around? That's crazy. But thank you for bringing it. It's an amazing board, cork board, or whatever you call it, that's got Nate Loves Movies on it, and then also tons of receipts from the movies he's seen. Yeah. That's some OCD movie nerd shit right there. But thank you to everybody for bringing your name tags in. And since he won the prize bag, he says he's going to stay out of... don't pick this one, you guys, this big board over here with Nate on it. All right. Doug plugs. I got a few things to plug, and I wrote them down, and they're in the prize bag. So I'm going to pull it out. Love the trailer for that. I mean, I didn't watch it, but I heard the laughter for the trailer for the, what's that movie called? Three Billboards Outside of? Out of where? This is going to be a great title for future games on the show where I could be a real stickler. But I still don't know it now. Out of what city?
Ebbing, Missouri.
Ebbing, Missouri? Oh, my goodness. How far is that from here? Nobody knows? Is it fictional? Is it made up? All right. For the listeners, they just showed the R-rated trailer for that movie, and that Frances McDormand's got a real mouth on her. Character seems like if that mom in Almost Famous was shooting for the hardest R you could get. What else do I have to say about... Oh, so we're at the Alamo Drafthouse now because this is our attempt to have a show that's recorded properly. There's been... I hope the Kansas City curse is lifted because I do not like KCC. Yeah, you know me. Hopefully this will get recorded. I think we're in good hands here at the Alamo Draft House downtown. And I saw Blade Runner here today, the 2049, and I'm going to see something else tomorrow probably. So it's a real nice little movie vacation for me while I'm here. And yeah, Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies is coming to Atlanta this Sunday at 4:20. The Zombie Barn is closed, so we're in a new spot. It's called Variety Playhouse, but don't be surprised if some walkers show up. Tuesday, October 17th. Was that subtle, or did that sound natural? Tuesday, October 17th, Doug Loves Movies is back at UCB Franklin in Los Angeles. And I'm doing stand-up and a podcast taping at Good Nights in Raleigh on October 19th and 21st. And just added Doug Loves Movies at Wise Guys at the Gateway in Salt Lake City, Utah. All my dates and deets can be found at DougLovesMovies.com. I can't tell you how satisfying that is. I'm more and more understanding why cult leaders do what they do. Feels very powerful. But thank you for doing that and for being here. Was 7 o'clock, is that too early or is that just right? Okay, mixed reaction to that. So we might adjust that next time. let's look in the prize bag. I brought, it's not the great. I had to, pack it and fly with it or get it along the way. Like, for instance, they gave me some gummy bears on the flight. Yeah, I resisted the urge to eat them and brought them to you. Breakfast buffet at the hotel has a nice little box of Cheerios. We got a Getting Doug with High t-shirt, a blue card from Getting Doug with High, and thank you to there's a nice stoner couple that wanted to get high with me before the show and give me edibles, but I was talking to my mom in the parking lot, and so I was like, hey, I don't want to be rude, but could you give me weed later? So thank you. Thank you to them. A peacemaker... pipe. This one is clean, hasn't been used.
and a copy of my CD, Promotional Tool. And I guess these are, like, they're from Audible, but I guess they're earbuds. I don't know. I got so many earbuds. I don't know why I have so many of them, because I hate them. Does anybody have the problem where you just your standard earbuds in your ears, and they just slowly move out and then fall out? Like, they don't stay in? Yeah, that's fucked. We should get a support group together. Because I really thought I was alone on that, because I see people wearing them all the time. They seem so happy. And I'm walking around the airport like big clunky cover your whole ear headphones, just because it's so much better for me. But I look like a guy in Star Wars. All right. So let's get my guests out here, because they brought stuff for the prize bag too, and we can't wait to see what it is. Please give a big warm welcome to Larry Zerner, Rob Little, and Chris Cubis.
I need the seat by the table.
Oh my god!
Because I'm drinking.
Oh yeah, that's good that they
still fucked up.
They gave one of us.
They put a little table there. I love it. And also, it's just so cute how these little tables. I guess they use them for when they have too many people and they need an extra table or something. But they still have the pen holder, so you can.
I'm gonna order.
You can write down some orders. But I mean, we could just say what we want into the microphone.
That's true. PBR with a lime, please.
Oh, there you go. Does anybody else need anything?
I'm doing double jacks and diets, and I'm already on my third one.
Oh, well, good for you.
And I just flew in from Ensenada, Mexico last night, so fuck yeah.
Well, let's introduce you properly, dude, because I like to give each of the guests their own individual applause and conversation. Joining us for the first time on this program, it's Rob Little, everybody.
Hey! Thank you. This is awesome. Thanks, Doug.
Yeah, thanks. I saw that you were doing headlining this weekend at the Improv here in Kansas City, over in that that fake mall town.
Zona Rosa!
Right. I love to siesta there. No, that's not the right word.
Those places feel like where they train Russian spies to pretend to be American. It's like a fake town where you go, I love Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, or it's just like a back lot where they just didn't try hard enough to decorate it to look like.
Do they even have Latinos there? It feels very Spanish, but it's not at all.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
Is there any Latinos out there tonight? Oh, shit. Well, three. Yeah.
Is Zona Rosa your jam?
Well, for everybody else, my name's Rob Little, but for you three, it's Roberto Pequeño. Hola.
I can't believe that just happened. So, do you... So go see him out at the Improv this weekend, and then also look at him right now.
Thanks.
And what do you... How do you feel about movie trivia? We talked about it a little bit out the bar.
I think I'm going to be fucked. I don't think I'm going to do well at all.
Well, you know,
I like watching movies, and I like more eating. That's kind of what everybody else is doing. So I don't know. I think I'm going to be better than what I think I am. Does that make sense?
We'll find out.
All right.
We're going to learn soon enough. Also joining us tonight and tomorrow night, for reasons I'll get into in a second, it's Larry Zerner!
Hi, everyone.
Dare I say, star of...
Wow.
Much like I say, T.J. Miller's the star of Deadpool, Larry Zerner is the star of Friday the 13th, Part 3D, as Shelley.
Yes.
The immortal, of course, a character that I can relate to, because he's the one that whips out the pot early on.
No, I'm the one who doesn't eat the pot.
Oh.
He won't eat the pot.
Now that you're reminding me, I hate your character.
So should I leave?
No, because tomorrow night we are going to ask you to return once again to for the Benson movie interruption of Friday the 13th 3, on Friday the 13th of October.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
I'm hoping there'll be people in the audience that had no idea we're going to talk through the whole thing. They just were excited to see that movie on that date.
Okay.
Because it's if it's not sold out, it's damn close near to it. And a little tip for anybody buying tickets to Alamo Drafthouse, some seats say handicapped, but you can buy those anyway. You know, I mean, buy them at the last minute so the handicapped have a reasonable chance to get them. But there's no reason to let a seat go completely empty because no handicapped people wanted to come.
True.
You know what I'm saying? It's like handicapped bathrooms, you know? I'll jump out of there as soon as somebody shows up. A couple wheels outside the stall. I am up and wiping.
As soon? Mid-deuce? You're out?
Yeah, because it's their stall, man.
I respect.
I'm
respect.
In their spot. It's just like how I do with people's homes. When they arrive unexpectedly, I stop shitting and get out of there. So thank you for being here, Larry. And how many times do you think you've seen your work in the Friday the 13th? Because I know you've gone on to other things. You're not an actor anymore.
No, yeah, I'm a lawyer now.
He's a lawyer now.
So
a different kind of acting.
Not a good kind of lawyer.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Somebody booed you.
No.
For that.
No.
I mean,
I represent the good people.
He does. If you follow Larry on the Twitter, I'm always happy to see that he weighs in with his legal opinion on show business issues.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah. Currently, Harvey Weinstein, asshole.
Currently, you're a little worried for Rose McGowan that she's breaking her confidentiality
NDA
with Weinstein because she got a settlement.
Yeah.
But everybody knows she got a settlement, so might as well hear the details.
I'll represent her for free.
Oh, okay. Let's put that out there.
Rose
McGowan,
you heard it.
If you're listening.
Oh, she's listening. She's a fan of the podcast.
I think she's busy trending right now. Well, Everybody's talking about Rose.
She's off Twitter, so maybe she's listening to the podcast.
Yeah. But good for her, I say. And
yeah.
Good for every woman that comes forward.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's get us all in jail. Privatized prisons will blow up. Making tons of money, putting all of us in jail. Every man. And then it'll be Lady Island, just like in the beginning of Wonder Woman.
Oh, that sounds lovely,
doesn't
honestly.
It?
That sounds
fucking love Lady Island.
That was awesome.
I was like, I've said this before on the show, but I'll say it again. I love how Lady Island, they invent a lasso that makes you tell the truth when they're all cool with each other and nobody ever lies. Like, well, just in case.
Yeah, just in case a penis shows up, we need to do something
about
it.
Some dick comes down out of the clouds. We're going to throw this lasso around him and find out some shit. And also, thank you for all the beverages.
Yeah.
Oh, backup on my Tito's soda already.
What I do is I keep all the straws in so you know how many you've had. Yes.
Oh, what I do is not be an alcoholic.
That is
but
genius.
Whatever works. Whatever works. Also, that's a lie. I'm drunk right now. I had two beers on the plane. What's going on?
Nothing. Did I
no.
introduce you?
Nah, I just started talking.
Thanks for coming up to Kansas City from Austin. It's Chris Cubis, everybody.
It's good to be back. Last time I was here, they were digging up the streets talking about some magical-ass streetcar that was never going to happen. And now it exists, and it's full of homeless people, so good work. It's just a shuttle that moves homeless people from one side of town to the other. And then on Fridays, also drunks.
Yeah, I saw the one out here on right outside this place run a yellow light. like the fucking train guy gunned it when it went yellow.
No, it's a...
Can we... Yeah. Like, I'm not... Where I'm from, we don't have those. Can you drive in that lane? Is that all right to drive in?
Yeah, you just gotta clearly get the hell out of the way. If one of those trains is coming, but
really?
Yeah, you can drive there.
Okay.
Speaking of T.J. Miller, it's just unstoppable. Is that the right movie? I forgot.
You did it.
I nailed it.
What's going on, Chris?
Living life, loving things. I had a great day. Southwest flight, empty middle seat.
B
beautiful.
Oh, that is good.
The lady on the other side of the empty middle seat was like, here's two drink coupons for Southwest. Enjoy yourself. So I had two beers on the plane, got in here, saw Kingsman in an empty movie theater texting like a savage. It was beautiful. It's beautiful.
You should have, written down on your order card, there's a guy texting. You should have seen what they would have done with you ratting yourself out.
With an arrow pointing at my face. There's a guy texting this piece of shit.
I sure do love the Alamo Drafthouse policy.
I concur. If there was a single other human being in that theater, I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But the second I'm alone, shoes off, pants down, enjoying myself.
I wish that there was no one else in the theater when I was watching Blade Runner today.
So you could take a nap?
2049. I think 2049 is the running time. 2049 minutes. It didn't work for me, but I know people love it. It's also underperforming at the box office, and people are like, why? What's wrong? It's a masterpiece. And my feeling is that people found out that it was boring.
That's true.
And it'll be as good or probably it'll be better just to watch it at home someday.
Yeah.
Or on your phone. Because when you're watching it on your phone, the soundtrack won't be bwah! Like super crazy loud. Just Ryan Gosling's just walking down a street. Like nothing's going on. Nothing's about to happen. Bwah! The theater walls are shaking and... People trying to watch a more quiet moment in Kingsman.
Just
are like,
Roger
what the hell?
From American Dad doing that shit the whole time? That didn't hit at all. Fuck.
You got to keep in mind, there's the audience is in a different time zone than we are.
It's a big room.
There's a little bit of a delay, yeah.
Okay.
There was a delay on my joke about the delay. But I don't think it's you. I think it's I think comedy and comedies are hard to pull off in theaters where everyone has so much space to themselves.
Yeah.
You know, so much room and so much food and beverage. What? There's a table coming down the aisle.
Are they bringing another table down for us because they're that good here?
Yeah.
It's Goodfellas style through the back of the Copa. Here's your table.
Why does Chris get his own table?
Hey, no, in the middle.
Yeah, no, you want two tables, you greedy son of a bitch?
Want to put my shit?
Okay, hey, respect.
Motherfucker, you put your shit up.
We're going to get your shit from you soon anyway.
There we go.
As long as you're happy, I'm happy.
Thank you. This is a good gift bag.
Chris, what'd you bring for the prize bag?
Oh, I got some dope shit. I got a couple of birth movies, death. T-shirts. Devin Faraci has not touched them, so they're safe. And then there's... You're fine, ladies. I got some Mondo Tikis. I got the Alien ceramic tiki mug and the Gremlins ceramic tiki mug. They are both very cool. So please take them and enjoy and fill them with delicious beverages.
That's awesome.
That's it?
Yeah, no, I brought...
Oh, shit.
I brought two... Oh, shit. What's coming out of that bag? You that was a bold proclamation.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
This is my first time.
Okay, I know it's your first time, but I tried to say, just bring whatevs. You know, I try not to make a big thing out of it.
That's a lot of pressure.
And then you went shopping.
Dude, I got off...
You are not fucking around.
I got off the plane. Don't look. I got off the plane.
Get your lawyer hands off of my shit.
I've seen Wayne Brady give less stuff away.
Hey, I toured with Wayne Brady for 3 years. Anyways, so...
Both of those sentences were real weird.
Hey, Larry, do you think that you became a lawyer because your name sounds like a small child trying to say Larry Zerner, but it comes out lawyer instead? Liar.
Someone in the front row said what?
Yeah,
I'm glad.
I'm so glad.
Because I'm... Buzzing
as
like
as soon as
hell
I
right
spit
now.
It out, I said what? I was like,
that joke is still on delay.
This is going to land in the moat between me and the audience. But also, don't let anybody tell you the weed here isn't good. So what is in that big old happy Halloween bag?
Okay, I'm originally from Michigan. And I feel like Kansas City kind of goes through the same shit we do. So I got you some heat, which is for your fucking gas tank, if you ever have any issues. Then also some windshield de-icer. And then I'm not a huge sports guy. I'm from Detroit. We got the highest paid guy, but nobody gives a fuck really for some reason. So I got Kansas City poncho when it rains. And then it gets cold here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got, right now it's allergy season, so I got Claritin. But when it gets cold, they got new flavors out. Cranberry, raspberry, emergency. And women, you get a fucking urinary tract infection, it's fucking cranberry. Right? That
please,
helps.
Please tell me you shoplifted all
I'm
this.
I'm not even.
You're like 50 bucks deep into this prize.
I'm way more than that. I'll tell you fucking that. So I want Doug to have me back. That's why.
Still
so then I got, it's Halloween, so I got candy.
Oh, that's a lot of candy.
This is like the Mary Poppins bag.
$20 bag.
For a guy who only sees his kids on the weekends.
First of all, I've never been married nor have had kids. Then, so you get shitty snow and it's slushy and everything, right? If you buy brand new shoes, you got to fucking protect them. So I got this protector. This shit works good. I'm telling you. I do it on all my shoes. And then I got... there's more. Too much?
It might be.
No, yeah. Keep going.
My first time, Doug.
I know. I said bring a thing.
Nobody told me.
You would have got a big laugh if you brought any one of those items.
I didn't know. But I got free tickets to my show this weekend.
Oh!
And this is for... That's for four people, but I brought a whole fucking packet. So I think I can get... everybody in. And then it's a movie show, right? It's a movie show, so I got fucking movies. So I picked my three favorite movies out of the dollar bin. This is one of the best Clint Eastwood movies ever, Gran Torino.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yep. Best ever.
Yeah, he's a great racist
it's
in that.
Super yeah. racist.
It's like Donald Trump worked on Cars. It's a
I
great
fucking
film.
Love it. To me, out of the three, Men in Black 3 is the best.
You're a liar.
I bawled my fucking ass off when it was his dad at the end. Yeah. Are you shitting me?
Very aggressive.
In the bag, very angrily.
And then, a lot of people don't know about this about me, but I love dinosaurs, so I got Walking with the Dinosaurs, too.
Have you seen that?
Because if you love dinosaurs, gift bag.
If you love dinosaurs,
good luck, Hollywood, trying to top that shit.
I can't believe you're giving it up, though. If you love dinosaurs,
well,
you
I
haven't
got
seen it.
I already have it.
Oh, okay.
And look at all the candy. There's Kit Kats.
There's so many.
I mean, that's real talk. That's a good bag. Like, you didn't bring Smarties and Sweet Tarts. You brought real candy.
There's a lot of things you've heard of.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not. Yeah. It's not Smarties and
Smarties,
right? Smarties is the off-brand.
Okay.
Did you know that Hydrox actually came before Oreo? So,
and put, I bought the bag.
Put the tickets in the bag, and please bring me the bag. The bag is going to come in handy because Chris didn't bring a bag.
What'd you do
he just
with
brought
the 50
a bunch of
tickets
stuff.
That I had? To.
You had them pocket, sitting though, there a second ago. Maybe they're in a pocket. Maybe they're in the bag.
Oh.
Yeah, the winner is definitely not going to have 50 friends. But
especially if they pick me, because I don't know how this works, but it's definitely not me.
Yeah, but I figure a lot
cool
of people
science.
Probably have plans this weekend, but you could probably unload a lot of those if you hang out by the door after the show. Does anybody want tickets to his show this weekend? That sounds like 50.
There's
speaking
also
of movies,
a lot of really honest people in this room, by the way. A lot of people with their arms crossed like, I'm good.
I will never set foot in Zona Rosa after what they did to me.
The fucking Latinos will be there.
Yeah.
Doug, and I know you love movies, and I just met with Disney, and I wrote an animated movie.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, fucking come out, and then I will, yeah.
So you're doing the setup here and then the punchline at the improv.
Yes.
Respect. I like that teaser move.
All right, so
I like to tease.
Let me have this thing.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah. No. That's
thanks,
that's
Doug.
That's insane.
I wanted to impress
that's
you.
That's terrific. I mean, for some reason, it happens a lot where the winner goes home with a lot of stuff.
That's what I'm.
I think maybe that's we should give this bag to the Red Cross or something.
Doug, do you want to know the crap I bought? I brought.
Yeah, dude. I'm putting all this shit.
Oh, okay.
I'm consolidating because I, you know, somebody might have to fly with all of this. And also, Larry, I'm saving you for last because you only brought one thing, but it is better than everything else put together. Please tell us what you brought.
It's a Jason bobble. It bobbles like that. It's light powered. And I have one on my desk at work, and it's
the body bobbles.
It's
not
a
the
body
head.
Bobble. It's he does dope. Like a little dance, like almost like a quicker version of Axl Rose's dance.
Yeah.
That's right.
Where do we go?
So there you go.
Where do welcome we go to the jungle. Yeah. Where do we go? Wow. Sweet cha.
All right, so pass that bobblehead down here, please. And everybody gets to touch it. Chris doesn't want to.
I'm good.
All right. Oh, touch it for luck.
That's good.
It's got a good feel.
Yeah.
All right, so all that's in the prize bag. Somebody's going to win all that stuff tonight. Couple of quick questions for y'all, though, first. We'll start with Chris because he knows what's coming.
Yeah.
What was the last movie you saw? I guess it was Kingsman. Well, we already know the answer.
It would be Kingsman for sure. I've been on a run, though. I finally saw the new It the other day. I really liked it. I didn't like the fact that the black kid was the most afterthought-y character. And that, like, the black kid's not even part of that group for like three quarters of the movie.
Yeah, and
he shows up eventually with a cattle gun like he's in fucking No Country for Old Men. And then he kind of leaves again. It's
well, he does
great.
Get that his own storyline there of how he doesn't want to use the gun.
Yeah, that storyline no one cares about and doesn't come back.
Yeah, and just his whole thing is just sort of, yeah, he's just sort of rogue and just decides to join the group at one point.
He needs help in the rock fight or whatever. It's good. Don't get me wrong. I really enjoyed it.
To see it is like, it's fucking kids having a rock fight.
Yeah, I was into it.
Like, that is so violent.
It's very
so horrible.
Very violent. And then today I saw The Kingsman, which was super fun. And actually yesterday I saw Wind River. Which is not fun. It's very good, but it's not fun.
It's very dramatic.
Woo! There is a very uncomfortable rape scene in that movie.
As opposed to...
as opposed to Harvey Weinstein's dressing room.
Like you're watching it going like, oh no, this rape is not good.
Yeah. But, I mean,
it moves the story forward in a way that's very helpful.
My point being was like I didn't know it was coming, and it is jarring and intense. Can't say it.
I gotta tell you,
as rape is,
I gotta say,
unexpected and very jarring.
I was on the fence about seeing that movie.
Yeah.
And now I'm not gonna see it.
I get it.
That's all I need to know to just be like, oh, that's an experience I don't need have.
You don't need. That being said, it is a very good movie. Yeah. Everyone in it's very good.
All right. Well, we'll see.
I enjoyed it to a point, and then I immediately stopped enjoying it.
If it gets nominated for awards, then I'll soldier through it.
It's like, let's make an action movie, and then, hey, let's put Manchester by the Sea into this action movie. It's like that kind of movie.
Oh, so you've seen it?
Wind River?
But no, what he means is that Casey Affleck is a rapist. But then also... I'm sorry. Kingsman was super fun. It's too long. I'm trying to change the subject.
The Golden Circle. Full title.
It's super fun. It's too long. It's 2 hours and like almost 25 minutes or something. It's too long. But I am very much in love with Julianne Moore.
Yeah, he like Julianne Moore in the movie. She plays
the Samuel L. Jackson bad guy of this movie. But she's like super creepy.
Poppy.
In like
Her
the hottest
Poppy.
Way. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. So please... go see it because they're not going to get to make another one, and I wish
say
they would because I enjoy
the name
it. Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
I think they can make another one. This
movie?
One's doing all right.
Is it doing all right? Because I feel like I didn't.
Did
do
you
well.
Just really want to double back
he
to
did.
What's the
I
rape
really
movie
moved
again?
Past. I moved out of it.
It's called Wind.
I've never seen a rape movie where it was sad.
Wind.
That's what I want to see.
Wind.
It's called Wind,
Wind
River.
River.
Wind River.
River.
Yeah. Wind River.
Wind River. Wider than a rape. Okay, so I was just going to say rape again. There's no reason.
Yeah.
Stop saying it. But negative points for anybody who says rape from this point forward. What was the last movie you saw? It'd be terrible if there was a movie called that. That was the last movie you saw. But Rob, what was the last movie you saw?
I knew you were going to ask this, and I work a lot of. I'm just out of a cruise ship, so they just play movies all day long.
Yeah, they do.
So I saw like fucking 10 of them in a row.
You should check out the Suns.
I don't know
Sunshine
which one was the last one. Can I just say?
Just say
people
one.
Having
okay.
fun.
So Lego Batman, fucking horrible.
What?
What that's did, a hotter take than me Lego, bringing up that R word. I don't.
What did you like about Lego Batman?
I fucking love Lego Movie. I could watch that every day.
So it took a bad turn
life,
after
it.
That.
Lego Batman. I think they just go, oh, his voice is kind of cool. Let's fucking put a movie in him. And he sucked. It was nothing fun about it at all. Fuck you. It wasn't
You're
fun
really
at all.
Doubling down.
Wait. So when you saw Lego Movie. The first one.
Batman. Oh, Robin, I'm super fun and happy. Yeah, well, you're an asshole. I don't want you to be my friend. Oh, well, then he pulls him in at the end. It's not.
You did
like
not
it.
Enjoy Batman in the Lego movie?
I enjoyed Batman, but I just thought the movie sucked.
It's all Batman. All
no.
the time.
All right, moving on. Ghost in the Shell with Scarlett Johansson. Fucking yummy.
Wait, just no.
Can I say that? You didn't know that.
Fucking yummy.
Where do we get those outfits?
Thanks for bringing all this candy for the prize bag. It's fucking yummy.
I asked if we could cuss. You fucking.
You can cuss all
you
day.
You can cuss all,
yummy
all you
is
want.
Not a cuss
but
word.
That's weird to cuss. It's I've never heard yum or yummy in the same
that,
sentence
if
with
I
fuck
like a
or
hot,
fucking.
If a chick is hot, I will. That's yummy to me. That's yummy.
Okay.
I want to eat. Terrible.
Oh, I don't like you wearing those glasses while you say that. It
I
is
can't.
Very uncomfortable. He's wearing, like, Buddy Holly glasses.
Makes me look like I'm smarter. Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Hey, I'm
awesome.
Sorry to interrupt you, but...
Okay, did I fuck up?
No, you didn't fuck up.
Oh, sorry.
The question's just, what was the last movie you saw, not...
I don't know which one. They were all
tell
back
us.
To back.
What do you mean? You know, there's no right or wrong.
Okay,
you...
can I say Baby Driver?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hated it.
Oh! Waiter went over the crowd.
Yeah, run, motherfucker, run!
People are putting up white cards asking you to be removed from
the
theater.
That's the only good scene in the whole movie. The thing they showed in the commercial. I was so pissed. I wanted to see that the whole movie.
See what?
Him doing all the cool moves and shit. There was one scene.
You mean you think that movie only had one car chase in it?
It had one good car chase.
Oh!
You fucking killed. I'm shipping.
Yeah, it's.
There was
probably
one
want to be
good,
a little bit more articulate when you're being so critical.
It was all.
But I'm sorry that you're not enjoying these movies that are critically acclaimed.
I never do.
Did you see Get Out?
Get Out? No, I heard it's great though, and I love.
Yeah, well, you're gonna hate it. Have you seen the new Wolverine movie, Logan? Have you seen Logan?
Logan, I loved.
Okay, finally we can agree on something.
I love all X-Men.
Okay, now we're back in a weird area.
Why do you? Why tell me why you like Baby Driver? Like,
I don't have to defend Baby Driver.
I like the score. And I liked what?
Yeah, but every movie that you say you hate, then you proceed to tell us all the great things that are in it.
No, I'm not going to proceed to tell you all the great things. I like the music. That was about it.
It's wall-to-wall music!
Yeah.
That's what's cool about it.
Oh, I'm walking down the street to a fucking song. Whoopty shit. Let's see some cool. Let's see some fucking cool spins
so
around a dump truck and a fucking backhoe, right?
You
and
don't like musicals?
I'm not a good musical guy.
Yeah, there you go. And what about Wicked. Can I point you in the direction of the Fast and Furious films? That seems like something you'd be into.
No.
I don't like that you're insulting the Where'd Fast and go? Furious movies. I took a piss and I wanted to go away from your worst opinion in the history of movies.
You really like Baby Driver?
Loves it.
Chris runs from opinions.
Yes. I don't want to be next to that take.
I was so bored. After that first scene, I was so bored. You weren't? You were just no. Like, oh my God, this is great. They're just setting up scenes for
I come across.
Well, I mean, they established characters and then paid them off with motivations and actions. I just enjoyed it as a...
Everybody,
film.
I've come across a few detractors, and when they say they don't like it, it just didn't.
I can get
it didn't hit for
it
them.
It didn't work
for whatever reason. Yeah.
I get that, but yeah. This fucking sucked. I don't. That's too strong.
After the first scene, it was just boring to me. I got so bored.
Well, that's
dude. You are okay. Doubling down on these hot takes.
It's okay that it was boring.
You know what? I don't order mind me a pizza. I'm gonna eat through the fucking rest of this now.
I don't mind that it was boring to you, but let me ask you this. What's like your idea of like a real, like what you're talking about? What
I like
you,
shit
what
that
you
challenges
want.
The mind. Like I love.
Okay, so more car Mother. Chases would have changed the mind. See, you're already not really tracking in terms of your opinions, but.
Okay, what's your favorite movie?
Yeah.
My favorite movie is The Matrix.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I like
and,
that movie a lot.
And you lost hope in them with the sequels?
No, I loved it.
You liked it. You're all the way through, all the way.
Well, they got the second one was a little lame to me, but I just love anything that challenges the mind that makes you think maybe this isn't real, maybe this is the real thing.
Are you a member of the contrarian society? No, but you know, there's arguments lately about Rotten Tomatoes. Tell like a consensus isn't really a good way to judge if a movie's good or bad. But I like to look at what the consensus is more than any description of the movie.
I don't want it spoiled. I want to know if people like it or not.
Yeah, and if people are liking it, I should take a chance on this thing and go in cold. I don't need to know what's going to fucking happen and Get Out.
Exactly.
It's just everybody's loving it, yeah. So I just want to see it. And that's sort of how I felt about It, because I never read the book yet.
Oh, I definitely read the book.
But now I've read about the book. It.
Woo!
Really,
there's a real Wind River moment in the middle
yes.
of that book.
Oh. Yes, and also it's intriguing to me that like they just made a movie of the kids, but the book goes back and forth between adults and kids.
Yeah, yeah.
So now the next movie they have to cast adults that look like those kids,
absolutely,
or act like them or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's cool, Larry.
Yes. Well, funny enough, I saw an old movie. It's called The Grapes of Wrath. That's
Man.
Why I don't do comedy.
You give me shit?
Yeah.
Get on 13th over here.
I'm not headlining.
Yeah, Larry's a lawyer. Also,
yeah, and I'm not talking about fucking movies on my show either. So
I saw the
lawyers are only hilarious in movies. Like in real courtrooms, if somebody's a cut up, they're not. That's
not
going to work.
Good lawyer.
I saw The Disaster Artist on Saturday.
You did. Yeah. Is it me or is Larry harder to hear than everybody else? Can you just get right into your mic?
Hello?
Lick it if you have to.
It's a little low.
Whoa, sounds fine better. When you bang on it.
So what was
when you hold it around here, then that's when it's not.
You got to really get into it. I just popped my teeth with it.
All right.
What movie did you see?
The Disaster Artist.
Oh, good for you.
That's the James Franco movie about The Room.
And his real brother plays his brother, Dave Franco.
And Dave Franco plays a different.
Oh, but he's in it.
He plays Greg. He plays the other star.
I just feel
of the
bad
movie.
For him when I watch The Deuce that he's got a brother and it's he just plays both
plays
parts.
Himself. No,
I feel bad for Dave sitting at home going.
Yeah. Brother. James plays Tommy Wiseau, and Dave plays Greg Sestero, who's the other star of the movie. And they're best friends, and it's a very funny movie. And just what kills me is that Tommy Wiseau called me like last year and about maybe me doing some work for him, and it didn't happen. I'm kicking myself that I didn't have him come in and like at least talk to him.
Wait, you just turned him down over the phone?
What did he want you to do?
I can't talk about what he wanted me to do, but
yes, you can.
Can I guess? If I guess it right, will you tell me it's right?
No.
Because I'm thinking he wanted to sue the movie Room for having too close of title to The Room and confusing people. And suddenly now there's all these midnight screenings of Room everywhere. And people are like, this is not fun to yell at.
Why am I bringing this spoon to this Brie Larson movie?
Now are people going to think this is a good movie?
What's that?
Now people are going to think this is a good movie?
Which one? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but you liked Disaster Artist. That's the bottom line.
It was really good. And then and when I saw the screening, it was at for SAG members, and Franco and Seth Rogen and Dave Franco were there and told great stories.
Sounds like a sausage party.
It was. It was.
Nailed it. That was real solid.
I did. Pretty much on this show, we only got to agree that it's a good movie. We can't say we didn't like it because otherwise,
it's funny. The audience rarely boos the opinions of my guests. You really managed to.
You are a special man.
The first one they all booed because I not only do I love Lego Batman, but I'm in Lego Batman. So that's why. That's why a lot of people were booing. They were booing for me.
Okay, but...
And then... But as far as Baby Driver goes, like, people just love it, and a few people don't like it. So I can't be mad at you for not liking it, but they can if they want. And so that's what happened there. Okay. Yeah.
Is that... Okay.
What about... How do you feel about Schindler's List?
Boring as shit! Fucking long.
After that first car chase... It's so boring.
Can I bring up any other ones and see how everybody else feels about some of these
other
ones?
No, we don't. This segment's over.
Okay. Sorry.
Unless you've written down something that fits this category, because the question
I have... We haven't seen each other in a long time. I'm sorry now. I feel bad for saying that.
Saying which part?
That I didn't enjoy the... I went into Batman.
You're an adult
Lego.
Man watching Lego Batman in your room on a cruise ship.
I love it. No.
Why do you have to love it? You don't have to love it.
I love the Lego movies.
Hey, Rob.
So I
can I ask you, what was your opinion of Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children?
If you liked it, I'm going to murder you.
I'm so glad you said that. They weren't fucking very peculiar. How about some really cool advances, right?
Some of them don't even have faces. You
right?
don't find that peculiar?
Oh, look it. Oh, son, you're fucking frozen or whatever. You scared them. Big deal. I'm with you. They weren't very peculiar at all.
I think you really need to start a thing where you talk about movies you hate without being able to articulate. Just say you're like, over here, and then it's like, what's that about? Oh, I'll go over there. Oh, this is stupid.
Hey, why don't you explain how hard it was for me to get here today? I fucking...
Everybody, welcome to Rob Movies. I don't really have a strong opinion.
But the next question is...
Yeah.
sons of bitches.
I'm sure you'll win them back in the game portion. But one more question, because it is October. Yeah. People like to... They ask me all the time, you know, what's a good scary movie to watch for this month? Chris Cubis, do you have a recommendation?
Hmm. Well, I mean, I have a Dawn of the Dead tattoo, the original Dawn of the Dead, as like a logo on my leg, so I always recommend that movie. But I will also add to that... I rewatched The Descent recently.
Oh, great.
That movie's real strong. Like, the scares work really well. An all-lady cast adds, like, a nice dynamic to it. It's real good. So I would say watch
The
Descent.
I throw that one around a lot when people ask.
It's been a minute. But I enjoyed it very much. And also, I watched The Mist fairly recently. And I like that movie a lot. What's her name?
Marcia Gay Harden?
Yeah. Yeah, I would run away from that take, but I'm
I
still
say it that
winning.
Way because
I'm
still Notes, there's a Garfunkel Notes song where they say her name that way. Yeah.
That being said, she's like tremendously good in that movie. The end is whatever. It's great. So like, yeah, those two movies.
That's the things I've heard is that people either can, you know, they either like or hate her in that movie, and they either like or hate the ending.
I like both.
Yeah,
of those
and things, I've never sat through the whole thing before. I've seen snippets, and it looks like an interesting movie.
It's fun.
Speaking of things that are interesting, what's your answer, Rob?
I I don't normally go to scary movies, so I'm not a big scary movie guy, but can I say the one that scared me?
Well, what's one that got you out of the game? What's one that scares you so much?
Jaws. When I was a kid, I couldn't put my fucking legs or arms out of my bed because I thought he would chomp up and get them.
What are we talking, like 15, 16 years old?
I was still wet in the bed, so at least 13. So, because I thought, well, he's going to come out of this, right? And it was a waterbed, so it wasn't even...
So you've never even seen, like, Jaws 2?
Nope.
3? D?
There's a 3 one? No.
There's 4.
4.
No. The Revenge.
No. Oh, I saw Jaws 2 when he went out, like, across continents.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah.
Really? That is no, scary. That's the one. That's 4.
You know,
4.
That's 4
really
when he goes to the Bahamas.
Anymore.
What's that?
I every scary one I've seen anymore, I'm just like, that's dumb. I like just don't get scared anymore.
It's right,
like,
that's how you keep yourself from being scared.
I try to keep tough in
yeah.
it. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's the best I got.
You know, if anybody here in this audience or listening has never seen Jaws and wants to see a scary movie for October,
Jaws was scary.
You just gave them that gift. Yeah.
And Psycho, when you were a
hard
kid,
to be
Jaws and Psycho scared well, the
see,
shit
this
out
is,
of me.
Are you? Is this your thing? You answered the question, and now you've got another answer. But yeah, if they haven't seen Psycho, they should definitely see Psycho.
With Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, the Vince Vaughn version. Because you can go in, if you can go in cold, you know, it might work. It might not be weird that, like, just recreating all the shots just takes all the air out of it. Like, it's such a weird exercise. Like, you should have just done that and shown it at parties or something.
Yeah.
Instead of putting it into movie theaters and ending Vince Vaughn's dramatic career. Although he's back with...
I'm very excited. I'm seeing it tomorrow, Brawl in Cell Block 99.
Yeah. You know, I love a movie title that promises... something that sounds exciting, like a brawl in a very specific cell block. You're going to be looking for that number 99 when you're watching the movie.
It's the guy that did Bone Tomahawk? I'm very excited.
Yes.
I'm very excited.
And Vince Vaughn is he's a monster in it. He's so...
That's what I hear.
So weird that he's never been in a movie like where he fights people because he's so much bigger than everybody else. And very intimidating. Larry?
Yeah, I just saw this on Netflix, and this may also be the best movie you haven't seen yet, and that's Raw. Have you seen it? No. French movie.
No, the trailer for Raw, like, bummed me out.
It makes you think it's like an exploitation movie. It's really, really good. It's so well directed. It's so well shot about this French... vegetarian who wants to be a veterinarian who develops a taste for human flesh. It's fantastic.
Yeah, the trailer's disgusting. It's really gross.
I know they really make it look like an exploitation movie. It's just really solid.
Well, if all that stuff that's in the trailer is actually in the movie, then it's a disgusting exploitation movie.
Watch it. I'm telling you.
I'm not going to watch it!
Watch it. It's good. It's good. I know what you like.
Edgar Wright told me, see Raw, skip Baby Driver. It didn't really work out.
I'm going to pull a Rob Little real quick. I would also like to add the movie on Netflix, The Void. I really enjoyed that movie. It felt like Carpenter's Prince of Darkness or like any of those sort of like siege movies, like Assault on Precinct 13, but with like a cult thing. I really enjoyed it. It was fun. I liked it a lot.
All right.
So if I explain a little more, I can.
Oh no! You tried to explain. All right. Thanks for answering those questions, guys. I know they're really hardball questions. And turn the show off, Bert. Let the games begin. Name tags, come out of the shadows. We got lots of great name tags here in KC, as we do all the time.
Will you explain this to me, Doug? This is my first time.
Well, I explained it to you prior to the show, but I'll explain it again. Go pick a name tag. Whichever one you want. And while they do that, we'll go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Squarespace. Ready to start your new business? Make it stand out with Squarespace.
With beautiful templates created by world-class designers, Squarespace makes it easy to turn your idea into a new and unique website. Showcase your work, blog, or publish content, even sell products and services of all kinds in just a few clicks. Customize everything from look and feel to settings and products, and use Squarespace's analytics to help you grow in real time. Not to mention, everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box. And with over 200 extensions to choose from, Squarespace offers a new way to buy domains. Best of all, there's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. Though if you do have a question, Squarespace's award-winning 24/7 customer support is there to help. A dream is just a great idea that doesn't have a website yet. Make it a reality with Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code Doug to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com, offer code Doug. D-O-U-G. Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back! Now throw that at me.
Oh, that's good.
That was so awesome. I made no effort to catch it. But it almost went in the fucking bag. And why are you throwing shit vodka at me? This isn't Tito's. This isn't even...
They didn't have Tito's, I'm sorry.
They didn't have it, man! All right, can I put it in the prize bag? Is that cool?
Yep.
All right, because I'm not going to drink that shit. But thank you for throwing it. I also got excited because I thought you were... Somebody tweeted me saying they promised not to throw a joint on stage this time. And I thought you were that guy, and he was breaking his promise, but I was okay with it. Let's find out who you guys are playing for, starting with Chris.
Here's the problem. I have no idea who I'm playing for. Because it's just a cutout of my face taped to a ruler. Because my dream has always been to pull off a mask and then there's another mask underneath, which is essentially what I can do with this image. But there's no name on it. What's your name?
Haley.
I'm playing for Haley.
Good job, Haley. You really attracted him with his own face. And also, I hold it up for a second. Like, the next time Rob says something you don't agree with, just hold that up. Because you got a moral neutral face.
I do.
Little smirk.
Talk to the face.
Uh-oh.
This is going to happen a lot, I feel like, now.
I don't know. There's not that much time left. Okay. What do you got? Shit. Who are you playing for?
I'm playing for this lovely lady right there, Amber. Look at this. It's so good.
Harvey.
All right, now let's pretend that people are listening to a podcast.
It says Harvey Potter and the Half-Blood Princess, and it's got Harry Potter jelly bellies on it.
Do you like those?
Fucking love them.
Because some of them are like Hagrid's turds.
Yeah, boogers.
They're gross.
There's all kinds.
One that's Baby Driver flavored.
It's like if you could eat the movie raw.
Yeah.
Well, he can't stop reading it. He's looking at the back of the name tag. As Chris is like, "Don't read that! Don't read that! Don't read that!" And he's just like staring right at it, like
Like a lot of comedians, we become comedians not because we're good at taking instructions.
That's true.
You know what I mean? But we'll say that at the end. Okay. If you lose tonight, then that's their consolation prize. I will say it. I am forced to say that, whatever it is. So you don't need to comment on it.
I won't.
But good job, Haley, being chosen and being.
And so, she's dressed up. Look at how she's dressed up, darling.
So far.
Look at how cool she looks.
Wow.
Aw, adorable.
Okay.
Full Harry Potter garb.
Wow. What?
She's in Quidditch. Quidditch garb.
Quidditch. She looks awesome.
Yeah, Quidditch. It kind of sounds like quit it.
I'm playing for Blair, and she did a mock-up of the Blair Witch.
Oh, I saw that one on the internet.
Says, and it says, in October of 2017, Doug Benson disappeared in a theater near Kansas City, Missouri. While recording a podcast, 1 week later, his audio was found. The Blair Witch Podcast is what it says.
And, real good.
That's pretty good.
Wow, all right. And her name's Blair?
Apparently.
Yeah, okay. So, congratulations. One out of three has their name on the name tag.
Doug, I also have to give props up to the guy who gave me donuts up there. I didn't catch his name, but...
Jason.
Thank you, Jason. Yeah.
Rob gave us donuts.
That's why I'm turning my mic off so I can eat them. While
oh, that's very nice of you. That's professional to chew with your mic off. What flavor donuts are they?
They are
glazed. Okay.
For people who can't see, Doug just tossed them.
Yeah, you can leave your microphone on now. That's what I should have done with those hamburgers. That's an in-joke. So let's play some games. We got we're racing the clock at this point because we had such a long chat earlier that we've got, we got, 30 minutes left. Right. So that's not too bad. I like to, I like when you go to the movies and they say exactly how long it is, because then if you do get really bored, you could look at your phone and, maybe get some relief. Mine today was when I glanced at it and said 5 o'clock. That meant there was only 45 more minutes of Blade Runner. I lasted that long. I was really proud of myself. And I had myself thrown out of the theater. That'd be funny. Write down on a card. This sucks. Yeah. Throw me out. I'm just staring at the wrong side of this piece of paper. The first game we're going to play, and I'll explain all the games to you as we go, Rob. These other gentlemen have been on before, so they might know, but everybody could use a refresher. It's called Characters Welcome. I'm going to list characters from one particular movie, the characters in the end titles. They usually give kind of peculiar names to different people in the end titles of movies. And guess as often as you like. First one of you to guess the correct title of this movie wins the game.
Malcolm X, Baby Driver. you said as often as we like?
Yeah, and
Muppets Sing Manhattan. Schindler's List.
A good pre-guesser four isn't terrible. Can you imagine if I did Schindler's List? Get all the way up to Schindler before you get it.
It's a bunch of German names I can't recognize.
Yeah, you'd be like, I don't want to say it, but I really feel this is German heavy. Okay, what movie has the characters Funky Prom Boy?
Carrie.
And this is just the audience gets to guess, not
Carrie.
Just the people on stage.
Not the audience. He said Carrie.
Carrie.
Okay. Prom there's boy. A prom in Carrie, so you're good.
She's just not into me. What is that one called?
Whatever it's called, it's not the right answer.
Okay. You said as many as I want. What the fuck? Chris back can to, say back to the future. Shit, and I say something. You're like, you're an asshole.
He wasn't yelling at you.
No, yeah. That's how it works. When people give me the wrong answer, I'm going to say incorrect. It's no judgment other than the fact that I think you're dumb. Mr. Modilla? Someone else named Mr. Boy? Some people in the audience know. Nurse Specs?
Coach Boomer, Ron Wilson, bus driver.
Happy Go. The fucking is it the?
You saying Happy Gilmore? But I don't
no. The one where he's like lives in the South.
Where who lives player. In the South?
Adam Sandler.
The water boy.
The water boy.
Water boy.
No.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I felt good.
Will Stronghold. Shh.
Lego Batman.
That was a funny answer, sir, but also shut up. Good joke. Stop it. Quidditch. Jetstream is a character in this movie.
Transformers.
Use your microphone voice.
Transformers.
Oh, you tried to snake his Transformers.
Did I do it?
Because he used his microphone into his face mask
hey,
thing.
I'm fucking playing the game right, is why.
That's all right, well, also I'm sure accurate. Lots of people already know it, and then this will help you get there, I think, but I have a bad feeling about my guests on stage. The Commander.
G.I. Joe?
G.I. No. But I support the troops just like Eminem.
Yeah, yeah. We love our military.
I'm having so much fun.
That's good. Okay, so now we have to play Live, Die, Repeat. I'm going to say the title of the movie. First person that says it back wins.
How's that a game?
Well, I thought it was...
Pretty okay. obvious.
I thought it would be pretty obvious what the answer was by this point. Yeah. I'm going to say it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to say the answer. And when Chris says it back, he wins. Sky.
Sky.
Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow.
Wow.
Skyfall.
Sky.
No. Close.
Sky. I'm sorry. Let me start at the beginning. Okay. Sky.
Sky High.
High. Sky High is right. You did it.
Sky High, I said. Behind my mask, echoing.
Great job.
What is Sky High?
Sky
also,
High.
I don't know.
Kurt Russell.
I've seen it, but I've only seen it once. I don't know it. Like
oh, it's so good. Yeah. How many people knew it? Raise your hand if you knew it. Yeah. I mean, I guess I should have said clap if you knew it.
Fuck it.
There's a poster right up front. Did you hold it up?
I'm playing for her. She had two name tags.
What? What? You sat here saying there's no name on this name tag, and she sat there holding that name tag.
But my name tag doesn't have...
And it has Tito's.
And it has Tito's on it? Go get that shit. What is happening?
Two bottles of Tito's.
And it's got a shithead on the back. It's got...
That was a red, white, and blue Smirnoff. You know what that is.
I'll take it.
I'll take the Tito's. Oh, two bottles of Tito's.
I don't feel like this is fair with Chris being here.
There's a bunch of Jolly Ranchers. He really is the best at repeating Sky.
I just figured it out.
Well, yeah. He
did. But do you want any of this?
Yeah. Break your neck, bitch.
I was fanning myself with my own face, which is maybe the most Donald Trump thing a human being can do. And then it broke.
Haley's got an envelope on the back. Oh, now there's more shit flying in.
Oh, they brought tape.
Somebody brought scotch tape? Are you Scottish?
I am not doing fucking crafts.
Yeah. She put a shithead in the back and everything. That was a crazy turn of events.
Haley's the shit.
Because when I saw that name tag today, that's when I decided to use that movie. And if at any point we discussed it, they would have had a better chance of succeeding, but it didn't come up.
Check your Twitter.
Oh. Yeah, that's a good idea for future guests.
Cheat. That's a great idea.
Check my Twitter. See what I'm
I did check it.
Looking
I didn't
at.
See that.
All right.
Can I get a PBR with a lime from a waitstaff? What a moment. That is the most gangster way you can order a drink. To just slurp ice into a microphone? I respect the shit out of that.
But it also kind of sounds like you're taking a bong rip.
I don't know if we ever discussed this, Doug. My parents smoked weed my whole life, and I used to pass the joints between them and their friends. And my mom's like, there's no way you did that. And I threw her a 60th birthday party, and all of her friends were like, hey, remember when we made Robbie used to pass the joints between us? I was like, I fucking told you, bitch. That's what I said to my mom. Yeah.
She was smoking when she was pregnant, right?
Probably. It was the 70s. Everybody
the Larry
did.
Zern.
Oh, you got sick, Zerned.
Sick Zern.
Served. It's fucking true.
Let's play ABCD's Nuts.
Yeah.
All right, Rob. You don't have to look at anybody's nuts, but you do have to know how to spell.
Oh, God.
And you have to know movie titles. Since Chris won that last game, we'll go to him first, and then we'll go to Larry, and then we'll come to you, Rob. One at a time, we're going to spell something. When a letter gets to you, you just have to name any movie that begins with that letter. And in honor of Blade Runner 2049, that is going to be what we're going to spell. So the first letter is B, and it goes to Chris. All he's got to do is name any movie that begins with letter B. If he writes down the movie I wrote down ahead of time, he wins the game automatically.
I mean, I got to do it, Baby Driver.
Yeah, you had to do it, I guess. But I went with Back to the Future.
Right.
Yeah, and here's your PBR.
Thank you.
Oh, see?
L is the letter.
L
is Larry's letter. L for Larry. What do you got, Larry?
Labyrinth.
Ooh, that's a good one. I went with Logan's Run. A, Rob, this is yours for the taking. Just name a movie that begins with the letter A.
All About Schmidt?
Oh, so close. Avatar.
I love that movie, too.
Yep, so you should have melded minds with me and figured it out.
I was thinking, like, I thought that's...
Yeah. D is your letter, Chris.
Dave.
Dave, about the Kevin Kline in the White House?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think you named it, but I...
Yeah, you gotta stay in the game.
Yeah.
Gotta keep it moving. I went with District 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the theme emerging? E, Larry.
Equilibrium?
Oh, but that's on my list of some people say it's great. Other people are like, eh.
No, I like that movie.
Okay.
Gun Kata.
I'm back in then. I went with E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Goodness Adventures. Yeah.
R to you, Rob.
Oh, no.
Any movie that begins with R.
Right Stuff? Or is it The Right Stuff?
It's The Right Stuff. Yeah, that's the problem there. Anything else? Blade Runner starts at 9:45.
I feel... I'm sorry.
That's all right. We still got one more game after this one, so you're still in it. You're still in
robots.
For the big...
Oh, robots.
Yes. I wrote RoboCop.
Ah! Shit. And that's in Maiden. It's about a cop in Detroit.
Right. That's right, RoboCop.
RoboCop.
It starts with your name. U is the next letter.
This is not on theme, but I'm going to go with Up.
Up is always good. Yuli's Gold, of course. Not a lot of U's, but I went with Universal Soldier.
God. Okay.
And to Larry.
You know, it's true. You get up here and your mind just goes blank.
Yeah, right?
Like it's like, there are movies that start with the letter N? Because I can't think of one. I mean, it's like, it's crazy. Ned Beatty. Sorry.
That's a person.
I love that movie, Ned Beatty.
Ned Beatty the movie. Ned Beatty : squeal like a pig.
I thought we weren't saying that word anymore.
Which one? N is the
N to.
I'm sorry to have to say this to you, but I'm gonna need an N word from you, Chris.
No, it's totally fine.
North.
Okay, you got one. You got need another N-word.
Still N to it's still N to me.
What'd you have?
It's N to me or it's N to Rob?
Oh, which way was it going?
It went no, me, it's going to, Larry, it's, yeah, Rob.
No, okay, not. Sorry, Rob. It's Rob.
No, it's Chris.
It's me.
Oh, it is Chris.
Who is it?
No, yeah, no, it's Rob. It's Rob.
It's Rob.
It's Rob.
It's Rob.
Goddamn lawyers.
It went me, Larry, Rob, me.
Okay. Rob.
I have to get an N?
Yeah.
Movie with an N.
Is Nightmare on Elm Street one?
Nope, that's a Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah. Also, you were out anyway. I don't know why I asked you.
I wasn't out.
No, he came up with robots.
Oh, that's right, robots.
Nubulous? Isn't that one?
No.
What's the...
No.
Can you just say yes just to move on?
Okay.
I'm saying it wrong.
So what am I...
I forgot to say Larry's was Night of the Comet, and then yours is Night of the Creeps.
Night of the Comet.
And
I like both of those movies.
Right?
Night at the Museum.
You already got one.
Yeah, that counts, but not really. E.
No. E to me. I'm going to go with Ender's Game.
Oh, that's a good one. I picked Ex Machina. So we've gotten through almost all Blade Runner without anybody guessing any movies that are science fiction.
Ender's Game is definitely science fiction.
Yeah, you're right. So we got all the way to the E in Blade Runner. R is the last letter. Larry gets a chance.
RoboCop 2.
No, sorry. I know that would have been funny if I wrote that down. I mean, I'm not above doing that. Or writing RoboCop 2016 or whatever year that most recent one came out. But no,
Robin Hood.
What's that?
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Science. That's not science fiction.
It's hard to come up.
I wrote down Rogue One, a Star Wars story. All right. Let me check the time.
Wait, now we got to spill out 2049, right?
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Wicked.
What did you just do?
We're spelling 20.
No,
T-W. Am I spelling?
I was doing numbers.
It's yeah, fine. He was just going to do the number. It was just a joke. Then the next one would be 0, Dark 30. And then 4 Rooms. And then 9
ghosts.
Movie.
9 lives. Is that the Kevin Spacey? Ooh, 9
weeks, you
pervert. What's in the fridge?
Gwyneth Paltrow's head. It's kind of a, did you stop and think, oh, Gwyneth Paltrow is in this whole conversation about Harvey Weinstein, maybe it's a weird time to bring her head in a box to a show?
Yeah, Brad Pitt's going to give you a Missouri hello or whatever the fuck he said. You didn't see that?
What?
Oh, it's dope as shit. Apparently Brad Pitt.
I was more confused by the Missouri hello.
But that's what he said. He said, like, I'm going to give you like a Missouri kick-em-ups or something. Like he made a weird expression to threaten him. That's a story that
I
happened.
Know. I didn't catch that part.
I love that you look dumb this time, Chris.
Yeah.
Made me feel so much better.
Glad I could help.
All right, so we have one last game. We have about 12 minutes to play it.
Let's do it.
And it's always a lot of fun. It's called Last Man Stanton. And I'm going to get a name, possibly two names, from people in the audience. And then, similar to the last game, Rob, we just take turns. I like to play along in this one because I don't know what name we're going to use.
All right.
We take turns naming movies that person's been in. And if you can't think of one, you're out. But you do have one lifeline. You can go to the person whose name tag you chose. You can go to them once during the game to help you out. Okay. I recommend the earlier the better on that.
Okay.
Also, where's Daniel? A.K.A. at Bic Mitch. Bic Mitchum 03. Yeah, Daniel was... he was a guest on the show the last time we were here.
How'd you do?
He did a great job.
Loved Baby Driver. He was great.
I never called him stupid or implied that he was stupid. But the recording wasn't that great.
I feel akin to
Sounded like the other guests were like Trey Galleon especially thought it'd be funny to continually make fun of Daniel and give him a very hard time.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, shut the fuck up was this typical thing he would say to him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He treated him like, you know, like how John Goodman treated Donnie. And so it was in the room. It was really fun. Everyone was laughing. But on the recording, you couldn't hear the audience at all.
So mean.
So it just sounded so vicious. So I wanted to apologize to you for that, and thank you for coming down today. I told him on Twitter today that if any one of you guys didn't show up, he'd be up here. But
Daniel. It was
because I knew you were flying in. There was a chance you might not make it, but everybody could have not made it. So I'm glad we're all here, and we'll see you another time, Daniel. But thanks for participating in that last show. And where is? This can't be happening.
At Baby Driver.
No. At Haley Joe Phoenix.
That's me.
That's a different Haley. Nice.
Different Haley.
Oh, good.
Killing it.
That was a close one. Okay, so what name do you have for our game tonight?
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman. Just saw her in the trailer for Annihilation.
I don't know what that is.
It's a movie that looks extremely bleak, and Natalie Portman's walking around.
Is she in Geostorm? Because that's the only movie I care about right now.
That's the only movie you care about?
Here's why. It might be the worst thing I've ever seen, and I'm very excited.
What the fuck?
You dropped a reading.
Oh, my God. I got PTSD like Bert Kreischer's back on the show.
Worst movie? What?
Yeah. The shirt's going to stay off?
No, of course. You pop a shirt off, it stays off.
This is a total Harvey Weinstein movie.
I went to drink my mic.
Oh, my God. Next, he's going to jerk off into a plant. Also, the glasses and shirt off thing, I don't know.
That's real weird.
I don't know about that combo.
That's real weird.
Makes me feel a little fancy with my hat and my shirt off.
There's a dude up here fanning himself looking at you and your shirtless glasses look. All right, so let me ask the panel real quick. Do you feel comfortable with Natalie Portman? Everybody's got to come up with Natalie Portman movies. Don't just start naming them.
I got
them.
A bunch.
Okay. Well,
there's no way that's true.
That's good. Larry's shaking his head. So let's also...
Let's take a second.
Let's go to a second. Let's get a second name because that just makes it more fair.
Yeah.
And we also we're going to have to go fast, so it's also easier if we have two names. Where's Panic Tim at? Hey, Panic
there he
Tim.
Is, clapping for himself like a real winner.
But looking at everybody else, I thought it was somebody else around him.
Where does Panic Tim come from? Is that like a play on Panic Room?
There's an old company I used to work for.
You used to work for a company called Panic Tim?
Yeah, Panic Creative.
You just worked there?
Yeah.
Oh, Panic Creative, and then everybody that worked there, their name would be Panic, and then whatever.
Steve,
Panic Steve.
Yeah.
Panic Larry. Panic... No shirt, glasses. And what's your suggestion, Panic Tim?
Huge Ackman.
Huge Ackman. Okay. All right, so we got Nat Portman and Huge Jackman. They might even be in one together. Somebody suggested to me one time if somebody names a movie that has both people in it, they just win automatically. But seems like that'd be obvious when that happens, you know? So, no.
Where do we start?
But I can't think of one right now. But who won that last game?
No one.
No one.
Oh, but Chris won the first game. So we'll go Chris, Rob, Larry, me. Go.
V for Vendetta.
Yes. Starring...
Black Swan.
A bald lady.
Logan.
Wow, you guys really are moving it along.
I'm trying.
But good thing I'm next because I could stop and write this shit down. Friends with Benefits.
The Professional.
No, that's not it.
Leon the Professional.
I got the wrong one.
Bitch!
Oh, you're out?
I'm out.
Aha!
I kind of almost did that on purpose.
Friends with Benefits?
What did I say? I don't know what I said.
Okay.
I don't know what just happened. You said what?
I said The Professional. And then I thought you were yelling at me, so I said, Leon the Professional criterion ass, bitch.
That's why let's go ahead and wait till I call on you. let's go ahead and wait till it's your turn, and then, I mean, when I call on you, then we'll do it. Rob?
Star Wars 4, whatever the fuck.
Wait.
No, no.
You said.
Definitely not.
You said you have a bunch of them, and then.
Natalie
you're
Portman's
saying
in
one
all the new Star Wars.
You're saying one that you don't even know what it's called. Yeah, you gotta say the exact. Not,
okay,
title.
Then let me go back to fucking X-Men 1.
Okay.
That's all for nothing.
But he's got time to fix this.
Wolverine.
Oh, nope.
Okay.
What the
Wolverine.
Fuck?
Yeah, Hugh Jackman.
Wolverine.
Give me a limp. Like, okay. Come on. I'm on training wheels in this one.
No, it's good. You're doing good. Just let me talk you through it. Don't panic. Like Tim over there. Larry?
Les Miserables.
Mm-hmm.
Doug loves musicals.
Chris?
Okay, I'll do Star Wars Episode One: The Phantom Menace.
Yes. Rob?
I know I'm gonna fuck this up.
Well, you can go to your lifeline.
I want. Oh, can I,
yeah, go to your lifeline.
I'm like right there. I think I'm right.
Go
but
to it, man.
Lifeline.
Come back around.
G.I.
You're
Jane.
Not it. Oh, lifeline. You went to lifeline.
Yeah. What
I thought I was a random person.
No, I know that happened to me once, Chris. That's happened to me where you just fucking lash out at somebody who's playing exactly as they're supposed to
do. I'm an asshole.
Yeah, but it's good. But you're saying G.I. Jane? Okay, good.
She huh? was in that? I thought
Joe,
that was...
G.I. Joe, she's saying. So
who's
you gotta,
in G.I. Joe?
Yeah, you gotta take that or reject it.
Who's in it?
What the fuck? Oh.
Well, I think she thinks one was... of those two people is in.
Say it again.
Wait.
G.I.
Jane. Jane. G.I. Jane.
The girl for you.
G.I.
Yeah.
Jane.
Which
yeah.
one of...
Who's...
Hugh Jackman?
That was... Shh. Yeah, I don't...
It's... Right? It's Hugh Jackman and...
Oh, you're eating jelly beans. All right. Respect.
And so... Okay, so... Rob, I don't know how you did it, but... I think you and the person whose name tag you chose are the two worst players in this room.
I will agree I'm the worst, but I do not agree my partner's the worst.
Okay, so you're going with G.I. Jane?
No. No, because I know that wasn't Natalie Portman.
That's very sweet of you to not throw her under the bus.
Well, she looks so good tonight. I think Natalie Portman's been in a bunch. Did I say Black Swan already?
Yeah. Okay, 10 seconds.
Oh, shit.
Portman or Jackman?
I'm going to say the one I want to say, but I know it's not him. Fucking Van Helsing.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Yes. He's really flexing hard on
Instincts.
That.
Check him out sometime.
Oh, I'm so worried.
Thor.
Sure.
Yeah.
First one. I'm sitting on one, but I'm going to go to my lifeline.
No strings attached. No strings attached.
That's what I meant. No strings attached.
You didn't go tight.
I totally assessed in my head, like, I'm going to get it wrong, but I'm going to go anyway.
So if my lifeline fucked up and I went with my own, can I go back to the lifeline?
No, you went
once. Oh, your lifeline.
I have two lifelines. I have the donut guy, too.
You do not. I mean, I'm still fairly confident that Chris will win ultimately, but we've got to try to have some sort of rules.
I'm going to go Star Wars number... Two.
Not.
It feels like you've never seen a Star Wars movie.
What was the guy that was like, "Oh, Bakaby, fucking whatever." You know what I'm talking about.
I'm excited about how polarizing you're going to be.
I feel like I'm crushing.
We're having fun.
We're having fun. I'm going to get that. I do have to.
It's just different when it's in people's heads.
Yeah, hey, I've lost 65 pounds. Did I mention that?
Like, that's another reason to just take that shirt off. If you were going in the other direction and reached where you are now, you probably wouldn't take your shirt off. But since you're doing good, you're doing good. Larry, who is it? Whose turn is it?
It's mine.
Larry, sir.
X-Men Days of Future Past.
Okay.
What the fuck? I said that.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
You definitely didn't.
You're so into your candy, you put the mic down?
What the fuck? I said that.
Now the delay goes to the audience and then back to one of the guests.
Butter.
Butter?
Yeah. Hugh Jackman is in that movie, Butter.
He is?
Yeah.
Shit. I've never seen it because it's about sculpting butter.
It's real funny. You should check it out. It's actually very good. But I'm 100% right. Like, he's in that movie. Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't look at butter sculptures or the making of them.
They're great. One is of like JFK's assassination.
In butter.
Yeah.
I would throw up.
It's like raw, but unsalted.
But with butter. Larry?
I'm out. Oh, yeah.
X-Men 2.
Mm-hmm. Is that the name of that movie?
Yeah.
Shit.
I said X-Men 2 in the beginning.
No, you said...
Rewind,
you said
this
X-Men
bitch.
You said X-Men 1, which has never been a title. And I said, do you want to rethink that? And then you moved on to something else.
Can I would like to say one thing. I lasted longer than you did.
That's true. I mean,
improv, Kansas City, this weekend.
Wait, did you say shit like that to the people in your audience?
He lasted longer than all of
them. Yeah, I'm up here longer than all you fuckers. I'm doing all the standing. I'm the only one that could take my shirt off and not get thrown out.
I'll put it back on.
Chris, you don't have to put it back on.
Okay.
Movie 42.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Alright.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman has balls on his chin.
X-Men 3.
Is that the full title of that movie?
Yeah.
There's more words after the colon.
Oh, he hasn't. You haven't. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't say it out loud, anybody. Just say that.
Go to my lifeline.
Oh,
that's his lifeline.
Oh, you're gonna go to her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Blair.
Anywhere but here with Susan Sarandon.
Anywhere but here with Susan Sarandon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. Sure. Like,
is that where she has the baby in the Walmart?
I'm gonna take a stab at this. I don't know if it's number colon
nobody heard it.
Title or just name colon title.
I can't help you.
I know you can't.
I hope you lose so bad.
I'm gonna lose. It's fine. Everyone, shut up.
Oh shit, we're out of time.
Oh,
what's happening?
He was wrong
last time.
Who was?
Yes.
Oh, is it movie 43? I'm an asshole.
Son of a bitch!
Oh,
you almost got that past us.
I did. By the way, can I ask this question? Is it X-Men: The Last Stand or X-Men 3: The Last Stand?
X-Men: The Last Stand.
Whatever. I already lost.
Yeah,
I don't care.
That shit gets tricky.
Thank you, guy in row 27 or whatever.
He said five. It's just five.
No, I don't know. We said Logan early, right?
Yeah, he
but
said
there's
Logan
still some
early.
Other
X-Men
Marvels
is he,
we missed.
Is he in First Class?
Australia. Yeah.
Yeah, that Marvel
we're
movie.
We're talking
Australia.
About Marvel.
Logan, New Zealand.
What? Yeah.
Does he
Leopold.
To
he's been in tons of
he's
shit.
Seen in Deadpool.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, that could have counted. Sure.
He's
but anyway,
yeah, they show his picture.
By the way,
right, his face, the mask.
All right, dude, we show's over. Larry,
Larry Zerner
is our winner. So, Blair, come get your prizes. Where's Blair at? Oh, do you mind slipping under there? All right,
and,
it's really heavy, and I don't want shit to spill out. But just make sure you get both handles. And
it's fine.
Do you like Tito's? She likes Tito's, all right, so I'm going to give her one of my Tito's.
That's nice.
There you go. Thank you, Blair.
Oh.
What are you doing?
He's got to read the...
Oh, he does got to read it?
All right, let's do some plugs really quick, starting with Larry, of course, who's going to be back here tomorrow night to discuss his role as Shelly in Friday the 13th, 3D. Who's coming back tomorrow night?
Woo!
Nice.
Great.
Very excited.
And what else you got to plug? Do you you want to put out?
Yeah, if you need a lawyer, you can call me. Zernerlaw.com. I also have some movies coming out. I'm in Death House, which is like The Expendables of Horror. Comes out January 19th. I have a cameo. And another movie called All the Creatures Are Stirring. We're Stirring, which is a horror anthology movie.
That's cool.
You're back in the acting game? You're back
you
in
know,
the acting
clients
game?
Will give me clients give me cameos.
Oh, I'll give you a cameo.
All right.
I mean, if I ever make another movie, I'll give you a cameo.
I'm in the your one of your documentaries.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I don't have to. I'm off the hook. Rob Little, what you're here at the KC Improv all weekend, but where else can people see your like tour dates and stuff?
RobLittle.com.
So simp. So simps.
Yep.
Did you have fun?
Dude, this was so fun. Everybody was so nice. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. And Chris Cubis, what do you got to plug?
Check out my podcast, Canceled. We watch TV shows that only lasted one season. We are in the middle of NBC's Kings. It's weird and Jesus-y, but also kind of good. Al Swearingen's eating up scenery is great. ChrisCubisComedy.com for my tour dates and whatever. See me in a lobby. I'll be drunk.
Yes. Thank you to all of my guests, Larry Zerner, Rob Little, and Chris Cubis. I'll be in New Orleans at Cafe Istanbul on November 5th at 4:20 doing stand-up, but bring your name tags. We'll play some games and stuff. Thanks, you guys. Yeah, Chris is running to the restroom, I'm sure, after all those beverages. And as always, thanks to Alamo Drafthouse and you guys for coming out. As always, the people who didn't put Peeves in the Harry Potter movies are a shithead. It's a strong statement that needs to be made. This next one's a little bit more frivolous. Sexual assaulters are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves.